This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Now that the 50th anniversary celebration at Carlisle Lake is now over and the family fishing fair at Pierre Marquette State Park is finished, it's time to start thinking about fishing, and that's exactly what we're going to do this week. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, fishing is indeed looking up. In fact, this coming weekend is a big event on the fishing calendar. In fact, keep in mind that Illinois has again moved the state's observance of free fishing days until the Father's Day weekend, which is June 16th through the 19th. Free fishing days will not be held in conjunction with the Two Rivers Family Fishing Fair at Pierre Marquette State Park, as it has in the past, except for last year. Instead, it will be held the following weekend. And for more information on fishing in Illinois, see the website, which is www.ifishillinois.org. That'll tell you quite a bit about it. And while you're talking about fishing, let's talk a little bit about our boat registrations. Those are going to be winding down, and many boats are going to be requiring a new registration. The DNR reminds boat owners in Illinois to check their three-year boat registration decal and renew their registration if it expires on June 30th, 2017. Now, renewing watercraft registration can be done online through the iDNR website at www.dnr.illinois.gov or by phone by calling 866-867-3542. Now, to renew registration, have available the Watercraft's Illinois registration number, the first six characters of the Watercraft's hull ID number, and the first three letters of the registered owner's last name and a credit card. For details on Illinois Watercraft registration requirements and the three-year boat registration fees, check the IDNR website at www.dnr.illinois.gov. And also keep in mind that non-motorized watercraft, including canoes, kayaks, paddle boats, or sailboards in Illinois, are no longer required to be titled or registered in Illinois unless the vessels have a motor or sail. Non-motorized watercraft owners are required to purchase a Illinois water usage stamp for $6 per calendar year for each of their first three vessels and $3 for any of additional vessels. The agent's fee of 50 cents is added to the per vessel. And the 2017 water usage stamp is valid through December 31st, 2017. And water usage stamps are available over-the-counter from DNR licensed vendors and permit vendors. So that do keep in mind, if you have a canoe or a paddle boat or sailboard or something like that, you will be required to have a Illinois water usage stamp for $6. And also, it's time to apply for dove permits. Online applications are accepted from Illinois resident hunters through June 30th for the first lottery for the Illinois free dove hunting permits for hunting at select state sites. Applications may be submitted for the second lottery by resident hunters who were unsuccessful in the first lottery, or residents who didn't apply in the first lottery, and non-resident hunters for the second lottery, which is for July 7th through the 21st. After the second lottery, the permit application deadline on 21st, hunters may apply for remaining free permits for free first-come, first-served basis beginning at 8 a.m. on July 28th, and that'll continue through August 25th. For more information on dove hunting permit areas and free dove permits, check the IDNR website at www.dnr.illinois.gov. So as you can see, there's lots of things happening here. And one more thing, the 2017-18 Illinois State Parks Guide is available in print and online. The booklet is a useful guide to an eventful day at a state park picnic area, a weekend at a state park lodge or a campground, or a hike in a state forest, a ride in the state trail, or hunting and fishing trips to a state fish and wildlife area. The Illinois State Parks Guide is posted on the IDNR website in PDF format and can be found once again at www.dnr.illinois.gov. Copies of the State Park Guide can be ordered through the IDNR online publications page, which is also available on the DNR website. So that's a good little guide to have if you're planning to do any recreation activities at our local state parks. Now that water levels are returning to normal and the big 50th anniversary celebration is over at Carlisle Lake, fishing is also resuming over this water. In fact, catfish is now the big catch at all of our three big Corps of Engineer reservoirs, as well as our own local lakes. In fact, virtually every stream, pond, and lake and river throughout the state and capable of supporting fish, harbors a population of one or more species of catfish, including channel catfish, flatheads, blue kits, and also the common bullheads. When listing the state's top catfish waters, however, Illinois' three big Corps of Engineer reservoirs certainly rate high among the finest. These sprawling reservoirs are teeming with channel catfish, as well as holding excellent populations of huge flatheads. Best of all, catching catfish is not all that difficult. At each core lake, anglers can find good fishing for channel catfish at almost every shoreline access area, as well as most areas accessible by boat. Now, currently, legions of Illinois catfish anglers are enjoying the quality fishing found at Carlisle Lake, which is Illinois' largest reservoir. During the month of June and throughout the early weeks of July, most fishermen concentrate along the shorelines of the South Shore area. The riprap found along these shorelines offers some of the lake's best catfish spawning habitat. Most anglers use a variety of commercial catfish baits and fish on the bottom, and it seems like they find their best success using little, if any, weight on the line. Now, as summer continues, however, catfish anglers move to the west side of the lake and fish one of the several access areas along this shoreline. Now, many can be found fishing the tailwaters below the dam. Even during the slow fishing days, this area tends to produce a few catfish. And due to the constant current found in tailwaters, a certain amount of weight is required to keep the bait from drifting downstream. Here, the preferred rig is a sliding sinker, and this way the finicky cats won't drop the bait. A catfish often releases the bait as soon as it feels any of the weight on the line, and a sliding sinker will often allow the fish to swim with the bait without feeling any resistance. Now, not to be overlooked are the two other Illinois Corps of Engineer reservoirs. Good fishing can be found at each of these locations, sometimes earlier than May. According to reservoirs biologist, Red Lake probably rates equally high among the core lakes for providing good catfish action. And like Carlisle, some of the best fishing can be found during the months of June and July. This is when the catfish move on to the riprap shorelines to spawn, and during this time, anglers will often find concentrations of catfish along these shorelines. And not to be overlooked, Lake Shelbyville also offers some good fishing for channel catfish. One bonus, however, is a good population of large catfish in this lake. Most of the big flatheads come from the waters north of the Bruce Finley Bridge, and here catches of 25-pound and larger fish are common occurrences. As always, the tailwaters below each of the three Corps of Engineer reservoirs' dams are also terrific locations to try for catfish. The good fishing often begins early in the spring and continues throughout the fall. And the tailwaters below the Carlisle Lake Dam may be the best of the three to try for big catfish. Channel catfish in the 3 to 5 pound category are typical, with occasional catches of huge flathead catfish. In fact, this location once produced a state record flathead that tipped the scales at about 64 pounds. So if catfish are indeed biting, and biting at all of our local lakes as well as the big three Corps of Engineer reservoirs. So there's plenty of action to be found, and there's plenty of good fishing to be found for a variety of species. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.